It's time for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
Never hide anything in your house without writing yourself a note revealing where you put it, especially if you're traveling out of the country. If you are a typical tourist, the panoply of sights, sounds, smells, tastes will cleanse your mind of dull details, like where you hid your billfold. As we make our lists and pack our stuff for a trip, we have in mind the stories we read about bad guys breaking into our homes while we are gone and stealing our valuables, keepsakes, and IDs. My billfold is made of heavy cowhide. Stuffed with credit and membership cards and heavy change, it weighs a ton. So I have another lightweight fabric wallet for travel. I take only one credit card, my driver's license, and the minimal ID. I hide my everyday wallet so no one will vamoose with all those plastic cards that allow us to check out, rent, and charge everything from socks to refrigerators, get roadside assistance, discounts, and all the other minutiae of everyday life. No money, of course, but who wants an imposter checking out books in our name? My second trip abroad was to England and Scotland. Aflutter with excitement, I tucked away my wallet and the ruby ring my father had given my mother. When we returned, I went to get my checkbook to go to the grocery store. I looked in all the ordinary places your run-of-the-mill thief would look, under the bed, under the mattress, in drawers. I even looked at the deep freeze and the coffee can. I looked for weeks. Finally, rummaging for something else, I ran across it. It was a couple of years before I found the ruby ring. The next time I went away, I said aloud, "Okay, I'm hiding my wallet here." Didn't help. Information deleted somewhere over the Atlantic. Now I make myself a note. The first time I made it in shorthand. Sure, no thief could make it out. Unfortunately, I couldn't either. So I use a kind of code, W, short for wallet, C top of cedar tree. Not really in the cedar tree, but you get the idea. Actually, you don't even have to leave home to lose stuff you hide. Once we had painters coming, and I suspiciously decided to put my small tapestry purse out of sight. Apparently, I was thinking deep thoughts again, because when I went to get it the next day, I could not find it. Days later, after the painters had cleaned up and left, I decided I would call their boss and report the theft. I went to the broom closet to get something, and there, looped over the pencil sharpener, was my tapestry purse, exactly where I had stored it. I flushed red with chagrin at the thought of almost making a false accusation. What's the solution? Don't travel. Lug along whatever we can't stand to lose. Use a safety deposit box. Send information to ourselves in a letter to be held at the post office until we return. I'm waiting for someone to tell me.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure. You can listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.